Pakistan today. Another man in an Afghan army uniform suddenly opened fire and killed two more NATO soldiers of unspecified nationality. This has been happening since Afghanistan was at war with the Soviets. Afghanistan today. A roadside bomb killed at least 10 police officers in Helmand province, according to police. The Taliban took responsibility for the explosion. Pakistan ongoing. An insurgent assassin squad called Khorasan Mojahideen is hunting down and executing the rats and snitches that feed targeting information to the U.S. drone assassination program. They answer assassination with assassination, sealing off whole villages while suspects are interrogated in front of everyone in a time-honored counterintelligence practice going back at least to the Viet Cong. While Pakistani elders and tribal officials claim most of the people executed as informants are innocent, for them not to claim this would imply that they knowingly sheltered informants and they would be next. It is impossible to verify claims of innocence or guilt in these cases unless the execution of an informer causes a chain of drone bombings to stop. Nonetheless, the LA Times story recounting this includes a statement by a man the militants arrested who maintained his innocence and was released. The original reason he had been captured was that two suspects were seen hanging around his shop. I wouldn't bet on Homeland Security, the FBI, or even the DC police behaving any better. Iraq, yesterday, four mortar shells hit Camp Ashraf, home of the exiled Iranian dissident group MEK that was once protected by the former Iraqi government. Fortunately, there were no reports of injuries. This is in spite of an agreement being reached to resettle Camp Ashraf residents outside Iraq. Iraq, yesterday, four roadside bombs and one magnetic bomb attached to a car detonated around the country, killing one Iraqi government soldier and wounding 14 people, five of them police and one of them another government soldier. Mr. Barack Obama, Iraq is no model for Afghanistan. 8 years of U.S. war, some of it under your command, could not stabilize the country, and the war that began with the U.S. invasion continues much as it did when U.S. troops were present. Now is the time to pull the plug and get all the way out of the entire Middle East. Bring home the rest of the troops, bring home the contractors, shut down those overgrown U.S. embassies, and remove U.S. corporate influence from the whole Middle East.